Welcome to the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange. Today's topic is facilitating collaborations in a secure WebSphere Business Compass environment. Today's presenter is Ying Zhao. Ying is a customer service specialist for WebSphere Business Process Management Product Suite. Since 2006, she has been providing quality customer services on WebSphere Integration Developer, WebSphere Business Monitor, WebSphere Business Modeler, and WebSphere Business Compass. At this time, I would like to turn the presentation over to Ying.
Thank you, Joseph. WebSphere Business Compass is an enterprise-scope product that supports members within the same organization or from different organizations within the corporate to be able to share, collaborate, review, provide feedback on the documents that the other members being created. In order to fulfill those requirements, the interactions among users from the different teams should be simple, efficient, robust, and important is also to be secure. So the product, WebSphere Business Compass, what it does is it leverages the underlying foundation such as the WebSphere application server and the business space to ensure that the product supports the desired level of quality of services. So let's move on to slide number 2. So this slide shows the outline of today's presentation. This presentation is going to focus on key Compass features that is to make the collaboration easy and efficient within that WebSphere Compass without compromising the fundamental requirements of an enterprise system. We will start off with the product overview discussion, and in this portion of the discussion, we will introduce the key Compass functionalities and its underlying WebSphere application server and business space infrastructure that providing the required quality of services such as the security, scalability, or robusticity requirements. Afterwards, we will introduce the security fundamentals that are implemented in the WebSphere application server and also in the business space. This portion, even though this portion is not the main focus of our discussion today, and the reason that we are including some brief touch base on the information is to help us better understanding later on the Compass specific security concepts and risk control concepts that's going to be discussed later on in our discussion. If you are interested in specific in this particular area in terms of WebSphere and business space security fundamentals, and we have another session that's coming up later this year, and that will give you more in-depth discussion of this specific area. And once that session is available, and probably you will find the information that's been posted on the Exchange website. So after the security fundamental discussion, then we will move into a more in-detailed discussion as very specific to the Compass key functions and services that the product supports that includes the collaboration features and user management and role-based access control management that's occurring in the Compass environment. Afterwards, in the troubleshooting section, then basically this is where we're going to introduce the some of the general basic problem determination techniques. The last portion of this presentation is that we will provide some suggestions, and this information is based on our observation while we're supporting the product. So moving on to slide number 3. So this is the agenda for the product overview section. Slide number 4. On a high level, What's Your Business Compass is a web-based communication space which allows users in the enterprise to share information on the business directions, processes, more collaboratively. And it's composed of two major functional components, the business design space and the review space for What's Your Business Modeler. The business design spaces provide the collaborative web-based environment for designing and building business documents. These documents visually represent your current business structure and processes and your future business direction. Design space is built on a business-based BPM framework. The business design spaces are also secured, so that means each team members that are using as a user for the business design space can collaborate in creating the documents related to specific business solution, and then this information can be shared and reused by other teams in their own solutions. Now, in terms of the review space for What's Your Business Modeler, What's Your Business Modeler review space itself is a functional extension to the What's Your Business Modeler with the introduction of the review space. Business Modeler is able to publish the project artifacts to the review space so that users may use the web browser client to view and to comment on those modeler artifacts that's coming from What's Your Business Modeler. And later on, these comments and feedback can be incorporated into the original modeler, artifacts, so that to achieve the required quality of the modeler design. So with the introduction of the What's Your Business Modeler review space, this whole process of collectively creating, sharing, reviewing, editing, and business strategic documents have made it easy and also been opened up to the web. Moving on to slide number 5. So what's your business compass? As a full-fledged enterprise application that supports collaboration, it itself has to be able to fulfill certain mandate enterprise quality of services. These are requirements such as the scalability, failover, security, and so on. And to be able to fulfill those requirements, as we mentioned before, Compass actually leverages existing products as it's layered over the other products, such as the What's Your Application Server and the Business Space. As we can see on this slide, the graph shown here, the implementation of Compass follows the design principle of the service-oriented architecture design principle. Itself is a functional extension to Business Space, and in turn, the Business Space is also ultimately another functional extension to What's Your Application Server. As we've seen in this graph, this layered application design allows the product, such as the What's Your Compass, to be able to take advantage of functions and quality of services that's already been supported by the underlying products. And then specifically in our case, Compass can take advantage of the mature What's Your Application Server topology design principles to create a Compass environment that not only simplifies communications within and across organizations, but also it is able to guarantee the quality of services such as scalability, failover, load balance, and last but not least, the Compass environment is also to be able to support the enterprise level of security requirements. slide number 6. So in this chart, what we're seeing here is that in order to build a robust and scalable campus environment, and we can take advantage of the underlying WebG application server clustering technique. We're seeing here there's WebG application server network deployment environment. There is a WebG application server that is defined and created as shown in this chart. A cluster is a term that is referring to a logical subgroup of the application servers within the cell that are running the same set of applications and services. And within the cluster, the application servers are called the members of the cluster. The cluster is managed by the deployment manager in the cell. As you can see, the deployment manager resides on the left-hand side of this chart. With this particular cluster implementation, then once user request comes in, the deployment manager is able to dispatch the request to a member of the cluster based on the availability and workload at that specific moment of the member, so that the request is likely to be served by the member of the cluster with lighter workload. And this way, overall, we are able to improve the responsiveness and availability in general of the overall system. Slide number 7. So we're going to discuss the security fundamentals. Number 8. Okay, we're seeing here again this tiered application design. So as we discussed earlier, Compass layered over on top of that business space and ultimately over what's your application server to leverage those underlying products to provide enterprise quality, especially the security requirements that's required in general in the enterprise system. The key that we're seeing in this slide is that the middle tier, the middle layer, business space layer, this layer is adjacent to the Compass server layer, and it's also adjacent to the WebG application server layer. The key here is that this middle layer, the business space layer, shelters Compass application from the complex authentication and authorization configuration that in general takes place, such as the user registry configuration, user role mapping takes place on the application, WebG application server. And on the other hand, on the WebG Compass side, the structure of the business space framework enables the Compass application to further fine-grain the access control within the Compass. And if there is a need for fine-tuning the access control, then normally the Compass is able to, Compass as application is able to programmatically implement such requirements. And slide number 9. So what we see here, normally business space is pre-configured to ensure the authentication and authorization to access the space. And in order to enable authenticated access to a particular space, on the underlying WebG application server, as administrator, you must have a user registry configured and turn on the application security. On the other hand, business space maps users and groups to the underlying users and groups that's configured in the WebG application server user registry. Such mapping, however, is transparent to the business space end user. So we're seeing here on the first screenshot on the upper side, that is the screenshot of the WebG application server admin console, it shows the complex details of the users and groups configuration that's occurred within the what's your application server. But from the business space administration perspective, as we see on the second screenshot, the one on the lower corner, simply we see the user registration has been simplified. And moving on to next slide, number 10. The key concepts that are applicable in the business space, these are the key concepts. First of all, the super user role is important. The super user, in the sense of a business space, is a business space administrator, which by default can view, edit, and delete all spaces and pages. And if needed, we can also administratively limiting certain users or groups access to the business space. In addition to the super user, three additional user roles has also been defined within business space. These user roles are viewers, editors, and owners. With these user roles defined, each of these roles has its predefined privileges. Take notice that these roles are transferable to Compass components. That is, these roles are actually also applicable to design space and review space. However, in Compass space, the user privileges are further fine-tuned to allow Compass applications to perform a better access control, better suits the specific needs of a Compass application. Slide number 11. Now, in terms of the collaboration and security, secure collaboration on the generic business space, the collaboration can be implemented in the business space by sharing spaces or sharing pages. And business space security can be further enhanced by only allowing super user to be able to create business spaces. And for applications that are built on top of business space, these applications can implement business space widgets, and these widgets can further enhance business space security, such as fine-tuning the access control to control the data access within the widget. As we see later in the business compass case, the review access control widget is used to manage the permission for users who can view or comment on reviews. Slide number 12. So now we are moving into a more detailed discussion in terms of the Compass security and collaboration features. We will start off our discussion with the discussion on the business design space, and later on move into the discussion on review space. Slide number 13. Some of the key basic concepts that are introduced in the business design space, and the repository is a place where all your business design documents are stored. The documents reside on the repository can be public documents. That means they can be viewed in any business design spaces, or they can be draft documents, which means they can be viewed only by the document owners and the spaces which have added access to the document. Any public document in the repository can be added to your current space so that you can link or be able to reuse that document in your own documents. In a business design space, you can create and share several different types of business documents. And these documents can all be linked together to represent a coherent view of your business. And this collection of linked documents is called the document network. Now, in terms of access control, that can be performed in the business space, in the business design space, is that there are three levels that we can control. The no access. No access means the document cannot be seen in the repository from any business design space other than the one that is created in. And there's the read access. There's the read access privilege, and which means that document can be located in the repository, opened and linked from any other document in any other space. In addition to these two levels of control, and there's the added access. In this sense, that means the document can be located in the repository, opened, linked, and can even be further updated. And one key notion that we take notice is that if a document access is being granted, it's actually been granted on the entire business design space. So in this sense, it means that all team members in the design space have the same access level to a document while they're working in that same, working in that particular space. The default behavior for business design space is that any new documents that you create within the space are automatically editable by any members of the business design space where you created documents. And these documents are also stored in the repository with the access of no access. So that's the initial default level of access. And with the no access designation on the document, that means the document can only be seen by the members in the current space. And in order to work on the particular document, only one team member can edit this document at a time. And when one person is working on the document is open for editing, the other members can only view the document. But to these other members, this document is read-only. In order to make this document be read, it can have the read access to other business spaces, you can make this document as a public document and in the repository. Once you make this document as a public document, you can still continue to work on this particular document. However, the in-progress changes that's been made on the current document is only viewable to the users with the added access, and only the public version of the document is generically available to other users in other business design spaces. If other members from the other business design spaces would like to have the added access and to be able to update your current document in your business design space, you can simply assign the added user privilege to the other business design space, so that all members from that particular business design space are able to update this your document. And any time in the future, after you grant such added access, you can always revoke such access later on. Now, in terms of tracking the changes that has been made and who has done what, in general, when you are working on the document, when you are making changes on the document, automatically the system is saving the changes you made every 10 seconds. But we suggest you to use the feature called the Save Checkpoint feature to periodically make a snapshot of the current progress of your work being done on the particular document. When you create a safe checkpoint, and then together you can enter comments to tell other members who are also working on this particular document what changes that have been made since the last checkpoint. These snapshots can be later read and added by other members or other users who have the added access on the document. So basically, when the user has added access on the document, then this user, for example, if it's you, you can view previous versions of this document and to compare the previous versions with your current version, and if it's necessary, the user can revert to the previous version of the document. So in short, all of your business design documents are managed in the same fashion in the repository. They can be made public for other business design spaces to refer and link into. And if the other business design spaces are granted added access, then they can even modify the document. The historical save checkpoints also available for all document types through the document versioning function. In general, the simplest way to share documents with other business design spaces is to make them public in the repository for the other spaces to see and to be able to add them as shortcuts in their space so that they can later on link to and reference to the public document as you own. So, slide number 14. On the level of business design space, we can control the access to our documents first within the scope of one single space. And within the scope of one single space, then basically the administrator can do is to add members to the current space. Or the other access control is for document owner. Once the user's been added as members to the particular design space, then the users can create documents and become document owners of the documents that they create. The owners of the documents can assign the other members of the same business design space members to be as the owner of the documents that they own. But in terms of across the space boundary among various spaces, for users to be able to gain added and to be able to gain added access to a document that resides on a different business design space. Normally, if that particular document is a public document, then for sure, for all users, doesn't matter what business design space this user is able to view this document. But in order to be able to have the editor access on this document, the user on different business design space needs to send an added request to the document owner who owns this public document. If the document owner grants a user from different business design space the added access, then the actual added access has been granted to the whole business design space. That means all members that belongs to this particular business design space has the added access from this point on. Slide number 15. Now we're take a look at the real world example, end-to-end access control that's happening in the business design space environment. We have here in our scenario, we have two business design spaces being created. First, we will discuss the access control that can be performed within the one single BPM design space. And later on, we will extend our discussion into the discussion among two different business design spaces, the BPM design space and the EA design space. So let's take a look at on this chart. We have here business design space, BPM design space, that's been created by BPM user 1. And after this user has created BPM design space, he added another user, BPM user use it too as the team, as another team member of that design space. Afterwards, the BPM user one creates two documents, BPM user one PM1 and BPM user one PM2. And later on, BPM user one is able to add BPM user two as the owner of the document BPM user PM1. The reason that BPM user one is able to do that is that BPM user two has already been added into the design space as another member. Later on, the user BPM user one makes the document BPM user PM1 public. And making a document public is, in general, makes this document publicly viewable to users that are using business design spaces. Not only limited to the users for the members of this particular design space anymore. At this point, BPM user 2 logs on. So what he sees is that in the current BPM design space, there are two documents, BPM user 1, PM1, and BPM user 1, PM2, these two documents being created. We take notice that the BPM user 1, PM2 is a draft document, which is not public viewable to users. But since the user, BPM user 2, is a member of this particular design space, so even though this document is a draft document, the user BPM user 2 is still able to see it. Now, further on, the user, BPM user 2, is able to find that he himself has been made as the owner of BPM user 1, PM1 document. Now, moving on to slide number 16. We switched over to EA Design Space. This EA Design Space is created by user EA User 1. And EA User 1 adds another user, EA User 2, as a team member in the design space. At the moment, there are no documents that's been created in the space. However, if the user, EA User 1, performs a search and he's able to find BPM User 1 PM1 document, because this document is a public document in the repository. And in order to gain the added access to this document, user EA User 1 adds this document into his current EA space with a shortcut, and then this user, EA User 1, is able to send added request to the document owner. Moving on to slide number 17. We're back into the BPM design space. As one of the owners for document BPM user 1, PM1, the owner BPM user 1 sees the request and grants the added access to the entire, actually at this point, to the entire EA design space. And if we switch back to the EA design space, and this point from the user EA user 2 point, then even though the user EA user 2 hasn't made a request to request for added access, he himself, simply because being a member of the design space, obtains that added access. So user EA user 2 is able to edit the document BPM user 1 PM1. And the user EA user 2 is able to use the feature save checkpoint to make changes and afterwards save the changes. And if user is interested in checking the history and the versioning of the document, the changes has been made on the document, he can simply use the show document history to see what changes and the checkpoints had been made previously. Slide number 18. Now, moving on to the discussion on the review space for what's your business modeler. Important step in modeling the business process is to validate the model's data. And to achieve such goal, Compass, a publishing server, allows the user to publish business process directly from what's your business modeler to review spaces. The published processes reside on server and are accessible through web browser. The primary vehicle for validating published business process is a comment. And with the web access, the reviewers can use comments to ask questions, making suggestions, and discuss aspects of model with the modeling team. So as we can see, the major components in the Compass, Compass publishing server are publishing server that supports both the publishing client that works with the Webster business modeler and the web client that works with the review space. And that the user roles that come into play in the review spaces are a user. User is a person in the review space that has the viewer or editor access to pages. Another role, publishing server administrator, is the owner of the space. This user role is able to manages the content such as releasing other published projects. And this user role is also able to manage user access. He can explicitly grant certain user access on each individual user basis, or he can grant explicitly the user access on the group basis, and the user can somehow obtain the access by joining the certain groups to obtain such access rights. Now, the third user role is a publisher. Publisher is a person who has been assigned the role of publishing from the modeler to review space. The publisher identifies which publishing server and space will host the business process being reviewed and what part of the process will be published, and then sends the information to the server and space. Now, in terms of the review cycle regarding the artifacts reside on the publishing server, when the project is published onto the publishing server, the project is in draft state to let users review and comment. And when the business process has been thoroughly reviewed by the reviewers and all the comments and feedback being incorporated to the process and to the artifacts, then we can move the entire project to the final storage area that is called releasing the project. The project, once it's released, is in a released state. And access control that we can perform within the review spaces are the view and comment are two basic access privileges that can be assigned for users on the artifacts of the published project. And you can take actions such as grant or deny the access privilege for the user on the artifact. And the state of these actions can be not set, explicitly set, or implicitly set. In other words, for example, you may explicitly grant comment access for a user on the published project artifact such as a modeler process. Delete is used to delete any explicit access privilege for the user on that particular artifact. So if that particular artifact does not have any access privilege being explicitly set, then this delete icon simply does not appear. slide number 19. As the owner or as the administrator for a review space, once this user logs on, he sees four pages. And in terms of security and access control, the page called Review Access Control page is very much tied into the security configuration, as we can see on the screenshot on the right-hand side. The publishing server uses several principles called hierarchy, implicit or explicit, and inheritance principles to decide the actual user access privilege on a certain artifact. And the way it performs the decision is like that. Based on the hierarchy principle, denial of service rights takes precedence over all permit access rights. If the user or any group the user belongs has a denied access right, the user will not be able to see or comment, depends on the rights that have been denied. Access rights takes precedence over all initial access rights. So when there are no access rights being denied, a user can see or comment on the artifact. If the user or group that the user belongs to is explicitly permitted to do so. The implicit or explicit access rights principle is that the administrator can set explicitly by selecting the viewing or the commenting item and selecting to permit or deny such access to a user on a certain artifact. And on the other hand, the administrator can set these user privilege implicitly by setting the access rights in the parent node that contains the current artifacts that in discussion, and the current artifacts just inherit the access privilege for that user from its parent element. So in terms of inheritance, it is similar as what we discussed in the implicitly set access control. A child element such as WBN process, as we've seen in this chart on the left, inherits the access control that has been assigned on the parent element. So now we'll take a look at the screenshot on the right. Supposedly, the user EA user 1 does not belong to any user group that is explicitly denied access to the WBN project and its subnodes. Then once we grant view access to the WBN project and all its subnodes, including the WBN process, implicitly inherits the view access. And on the other hand, if we explicitly deny comment access on process node, then the comment access is implicitly denied on the WBN process. Since the access privilege are not explicitly set on the WBN process, as we discussed, there's no delete icon appears in front of the particular artifact. We may, in the same design as a review space, we may see other pages, such as the review manager page. This page is used by the administrator to administrate projects and files and be able to delete comments and manage comments. And also, the administrator can use this area to release reviewed projects. The released artifacts page and the draft artifacts page are used to be able to let the administrators to be able to see the details of the release or the details of the draft artifacts. Moving on to slide number 20. We're taking a look at another use case for the review space. A MyReview review space has been created by user, BPM user 1. And as the owner of this review space, BPM user 1 is able to add viewers and editors into the review space. Later on, the owner, BPM user 1, is able to assign publisher rights to BPM user 2. Once the publisher rights has been assigned, then BPM user 2 is able to publish the modeler project from WebGen Business Modeler to the review space. And moving on to number 21. So now we're going back to look into the My Review space. So as the owner of the review space, BPM user 1 is able to see the publish request that's been sent over from the business modeler. Then next step, BPM user 1 assigns a view and comment rights on this on the user EA user 1. Once those rights has been assigned, then user EA user 1 is able to review and comment on the published process. Once this review process has been completed, the review space owner BPM user 1 is able to release the completely reviewed project and make this project as a released project. Moving on to slide number 22. Now, if we run into problem when we are running a What's Your Business Compass, how are we going to perform the problem determination? Usually, we will start with looking at the logs. Normally, the place we start with is looking at SSDC logs and specific server logs. And if we need to delve into the problem into a further depth, normally we may take into consideration the environmental and other different finer, more detailed logs and error messages to perform the problem determination, such as, first of all, we may take into consideration the actual environment topology, whether the compass server has been set up as a standalone or network deployment, or whether there has been any cluster being set up. And if we suspect the error that's coming from business space, then we can turn on the business space component specific error stream to be able to collect more detailed errors and trace information to perform problem determination. Specific to the security, then we may consider how our user registry has been configured, whether we're using federated repository in our user registry configuration, and whether we're using LDAP server. If we're using LDAP server, how LDAP is configured, whether it's configured as a standalone or in a federated repository. And that we may also need to take into what LDAP product we're using and the exact product version that we're using. And slide number 23. And specific to security, we may also need to take a look at the security configuration files just to see whether we have the correct configuration related to security in place. And we may also take a look into the business space configuration files to ensure the configurations are fine. If somehow the error hints that the error is coming from the compass land, then basically we can also turn on compass specific tracing stream to be able to further delve into error message to find out where the root cause of the problem is. Slide number 24. So when we design or implement a compass environment, normally what we would suggest is that we leverage the existing underlying products to support certain requirements that our system requires, such as we can leverage the underlying WebSphere server security. We may use the technique of configuring a federated repository using server clustering to fulfill certain enterprise level requirements. And we may also leverage the underlying business-based security, such as we can restrict the user access, such as so that only the business-based administrator, the super users, are allowed to create new business spaces. And we also suggest users, when they're creating new spaces or new documents, giving those artifacts meaningful names so that make later on the searches and referencing easier for other members to conduct. Another point we would like to point out is that normally we would suggest that we may need, as security administrators, we may need to group our users based on their job roles into different groups to simply make the user administration and access control administration simpler in order to reduce the number of interspace access and the added accuracy and efficiency. And we also would like to suggest that as administrators, we authorize our users with the minimum privilege that's needed to get their job done. And finally, we suggest that we use the safe checkpoint function that is used to track the versioning and history of the artifacts in the repository, just to improve the overall system's accountability. Slide number 25. At this point, I would like to say thanks to my colleagues Thomas and Trevette for reviewing and providing valuable feedback on this presentation, valuable and help me to make this presentation feasible. Slide number 26. This is a reference page, and hopefully you will be able to find more useful, more in detailed and interesting, relevant information from these references. Slide number 27. So this slide includes a series of links to a number of sites that provide valuable online resources for WebSphere products. And for example, you can visit the WebSphere Support Technical Exchange site to learn more about upcoming WebSphere Support Technical Exchange webcasts. Slide number 28. At this point, I would like to turn the control over to Joseph.
Thank you, Ying, for a great presentation. At this point in time, Jackie, we would like to open the lines for questions.
Hi, Diwala, your line is open.
Thank you. Hi, Ying. Thank you for the nice presentation. I have a question regarding the bullet point in slide 26. Actually, slide 24.
Slide 24, okay.
The third bullet point, which says group users according to user roles to simplify access control, could you give a little bit more information on that one? Are you suggesting to group all the users who has only read access one group and then or edit capability users under one group? Is that understanding correct?
Actually, the thing here that I'm referring to is that you have So basically, you have different users coming from different organizations, and this user may be working on some strategic documents, and those other users may be working on some process related documents, right? So basically, what we suggest, you may probably group those users into different user groups, and so that those users are focusing on the strategic enterprise strategic documents. They work on specific design space, And those users who are working on UDE, the process-driven documents, they're working on another space. So that basically just to reduce the potential of like the users need to across the different the boundaries of requesting the added access to certain documents in the other design space.
Okay, thank you. Makes sense.
You're welcome.
We have no further questions.
Thank you, Jackie. At this time, we will conclude the presentation.